being here. My name is Carmen Chu, and I serve as San Francisco's city administrator, and I am... Thank you. And on behalf of the Lee family, on behalf of Anita, Brianna, Tanya, Mother Pansy, Sister Lena, Brother Manny, Brother Carl, we welcome you and thank you. We are honored to have the mayor's extended family all here to celebrate. Thank you for being here. Before we begin, I want to make sure to honor a few of our special guests who are here. Today, Speaker Emerita Pelosi, Senator Scott Wiener, State Controller Malia Cohen and her beautiful daughter, Assembly Members Catherine Stephanie, Assembly Member Matt Haney, our Mayor Daniel Lurie, former Mayor London Breed, Mayor Brown, who will be here shortly, or walking in, I'm not yet. Mayor Art Agnos, our City Attorney David Chu, Assessor Recorder Joaquin Torres, members of the Board of Supervisors, the President of the Board, Rafael Mendelman, Myrna Melgar, Stephen Sherrill, Connie Chan, Danny Sauter, Matt Dorsey, Bilal Mahmood, Alan Wong, former Supervisors Norman Yee, Eric Marr, Katie Tang, Anne-Marie Conroy, Jane Kim, Valley Brown, and of course, current member Cheyenne Chen. Thank you all for being here. I see our District Attorney, Brooke Jenkins, our Sheriff, Paul Miyamoto, and countless department heads, commissioners, and of course, department heads past and present, commissioners past and present. Thank you so very much all for being here. Thank you. Today we come together for a moment that feels both joyful and deeply meaningful, the installation of Mayor Ed Lee's bust. It arrives at a time when our city and our country are searching for reminders of who we can be when we choose community over a division. Not only are we here to honor a remarkable leader, but we are here to celebrate a man at a time when the values he stood for, inclusion, community, and compassion are needed more than ever. Mayor Ed Lee deeply believed in what it meant to belong to community. He championed a San Francisco that welcomed everyone, especially those who often felt unseen and unheard. He was someone who never lost sight of where he started or the people who shaped him. He often spoke about his love for his family and about the lessons he learned early on in government, working side by side with civil servants who swept our streets, who repaired what was broken and kept this city moving. And those experiences, they grounded him, and he carried those lessons with him all the way to room 200. I think a few of us in this room might remember the day we casted a vote for Ed Lee as mayor of San Francisco. For those who were on the Board of Supervisors with me at that time, we took a board recess and we walked down the grand staircase of City Hall together. As Ed Lee was sworn in as the first Asian American mayor of San Francisco, I am reminded of a very familiar feeling, one that I now feel also, a feeling of pride. For the API community and for so many others across San Francisco, Ed Lee's life and leadership opened doors. They lifted voices and expanded the idea of who gets to lead and who belongs. As we unveil his likeness today and we walk into City Hall, greeted by that familiar smile, hearty, especially after a very bad dad joke, warm and full of optimism, it's impossible not to feel his hope for the future before us. That ends my remarks. And before I introduce our next speaker, I do want to acknowledge the many people who contributed, who are here with us today to make this day a possibility. Just looking at this overflow of room and the pride, the camaraderie, the feelings that we all have connected to each other, I'm incredibly grateful for his legacy. I want to thank Eric Tao and Dorka Keen, who project managed this whole process. Our artists, Jonah Hendrickson and Deborah Samia, who were the incredible artists who captured Ed Lee's spirit in this timeless form. To the Rose Pack Community Fund for serving as fiscal sponsor for the project. And across the room, all of you who gave so generously in your time, your commitment, your advocacy to not only uplift Mayor Ed Lee, but also this incredible effort. Thank you so very much. And without further ado, let me introduce Mayor Daniel Lurie.
A couple of people have said, it's so good of you to be here. And I'm like, where else would I be? I am honored to be here. It is a privilege to be here tonight as we recognize the late Mayor Ed Lee, our 43rd mayor of San Francisco. To Mayor Lee's family, his mom, Pansy, 100 years old. His wife, Anita, his daughters, Tanya and Brianna, I want to thank you all for being here and carrying forward the warmth and the kindness that defined him. It is truly a testament to Mayor Lee's significance to this city and to his impact on our community that we have so many civic and community leaders represented here today. We have former mayors Art Agnos, Willie Brown, Mayor London Breed, Speaker Emerita Pelosi, supervisors past and present. Thank you all for showing up today. When you hear the stories about Mayor Lee, they often extend beyond his legacy in public service. People speak about his character. They speak about who he was as a person. Those stories resonate deeply with me because I got to experience his kindness and his thoughtfulness directly. I had the honor of working with Mayor Lee when he asked me to chair the bid to go win Super Bowl 50 and then eventually run the host committee. Working alongside him and the office, all of whom are here today, we won that bid. And during that time, I saw how genuine he was, how hard he worked, and how deeply he cared for our city. That is something I will never forget. I am grateful to this day that he trusted me to spearhead a major moment for our city, one that showcased San Francisco to the world. And we get to do it again in 59 days. As San Francisco's first Asian mayor, first Chinese mayor, he gave representation to our communities in a way that set a powerful example. For the first time in our city's history, our Chinese community saw themselves represented in the most powerful seat in this great city. His leadership inspired young people and brought this city together. On the 8th anniversary of Mayor Lee's passing, this bus honors the leader that he was and honors a man who walked into the room humble and devoted to service. To the Lee family, to all of you here, thank you for letting San Francisco share part of your story. And to everyone here tonight, thank you for helping keep his memory alive in this building that he loved and that he served in. It is my honor to join you in unveiling this tribute to Mayor Ed Lee tonight. And now, as he is wont to do, let me introduce former mayor, San Francisco Mayor Willie Brown.
in my life, that would have been Ed Lee's role. I am just delighted, Mr. Mayor, that you were here able to acknowledge the nature of the Ed Lee tenure while serving as the mayor of the city. When I see the other mayors who are here, each of them, I suspect, had some interconnection with Ed Lee, not when he was mayor, but when he was just another civil servant in the county of San Francisco. As a matter of fact, I think the first mayor to actually hire Ed Lee was Art Agnos. And Ed Lee, when I hired him, explained to me that he could no longer work for the wages Art Agnos paid. Ed Lee was such a great sin to this city in every way. He had served so ably in his advocacy for participation by people, particularly of color, and by people who were not fortunate enough to be able to own everything they dreamed of or they needed. Ed Lee was the lawyer who did that. And I got to tell you, Art Agnos told me a long time ago he was motivated to hire Ed Lee because Ed Lee kept representing a part of San Francisco successfully in court in suing us. And he decided that Ed Lee ought to be a part of the people we use to sue people, period. And Ed Lee became very much a part of that administration. He went on from there. Obviously, you all know the story, or you would not be here if you didn't know the story of how Ed Lee traversed the whole process. And he is probably the only person to end up in the job as mayor, a job he didn't really want. He really did not want that job. He was satisfied with being the kind of executive that dealt with the issues that affects this wonderful city. He eventually did graduate to the point where he transitioned into the job that Dennis currently has. He took over doing much of what is done through the whole process involving the public utilities operation. Ed Lee was focused in every way. I remember so clearly, Art, when I got elected mayor, I made a promise. And Daniel, I'm telling you, you make a promise, you got to keep them, period. I was trying to keep my promise. My promise was that the water at the fountain that was supposed to have been operational in 1906 when everything was burning down. And apparently, it was out of order. And somewhere in the streets, I ran into somebody when I was running, and he said, one thing, if I vote for you, you got to get the fountain running. So the day I got the job, I immediately called Ed Lee. And I said, Ed Lee, I got a job for you. I want that fountain, a third in Market, to in fact start running again. He agreed that there'd be not a problem, Mr. Mayor. Every time I ever called on him, he responded that way. It would not be a problem, Mr. Mayor. It was really wonderful because the two of us, post my time as the mayor of this city, helped put together the program that was started by people like Phil Burton, John Burton, and Nancy Pelosi, and a whole bunch of other people, including Art Agnos, in which the things that needed to be done would get done, and somebody like Ed Lee would in fact execute them. All of this represents why what you're going to see, or what you may have already seen out front that has his image on it, is better than all of our images. It's there. It's appropriate that it's there. It takes the place of somebody that never should have been a part of what this city was about. And it's there for all of us to look at, see, and clearly enjoy. Yes, I'm sure Art agrees that we were both fortunate to have interacted with Ed Lee, because he would never let anybody know what we didn't do and he did do. And that's the kind of help I really cherish. And Ed Lee provided that for Art Agnos. He provided it for me, but not because we were just the mayors. He provided it because he loved the city like you would not believe. He honored the city like you would not believe. He was proud of being a part of the city in every category, in every way. And his efforts to do what he did on the collection of people that I previously spoke about for the Chinese hospital is still the kind of thing that we love to think about and talk about. And if I was a golfer, like Art was, I would play golf with what Ed Lee convinced a collection of people to allow to be done for the Chinese hospital at a golf tournament and on a course that's not under the control of the city, but under the control of a group of local citizens. Not unlike the citizens who do the opera, the symphony, the ballet, and all the other artistic things we so richly love. The Chinese hospital gets the benefit regularly with reference to that golf tournament that Ed Lee was one of the founders of. He has left and gone on, and I am stuck with continuing his entity of doing what needs to be done. But it's all in memory, just as all of you who are here, you came because you wanted to remember Ed Lee. When my bus went up, I was alone. I am pleased that so many of you will not allow Ed Lee on his bus to be alone. Thank you very much, Ed Lee. Thank you to the Lee family, and thank all of you for so honoring him. And now, the ultimate. In reality, she should have been ahead of me. I don't know how I got ahead of her. But then again, the new guy who runs the place can do whatever he wishes to do. Ladies and gentlemen, Speaker Madrid, Nancy Pelosi, in the most beautiful green dress outfit that I've seen in a long time.
Thank you very much, Mr. Mayor. You're here as a former mayor, among other things, a former speaker and the rest. I feel very, very privileged to be invited by the family to say a few words about Ed Lee, a person we all loved so much, respected so much, and are so happy to see him honored so beautifully today. Mr. Mayor, and then Art, and Mayor Lori, who spoke, and all the mayors that had given opportunity to Ed Lee, if you had said, we are going to create a person with credentials that will make him perfect to be the mayor of San Francisco, you could not have done better than the credentials that Ed Lee brought to the office. Not as a politician, but as a man of the people. He knew his stuff. So while I'm not mayor, I'm sister of a mayor, the daughter of a mayor. For many years, my father was mayor. And so we would have the mayor conversation. And he said, what advice would your family give me? And I said, know your budget. Nobody needed to tell Mayor Lee to know his budget, right, Art? He knew every aspect of the city because in serving under Art as the first, and then Jordan, and then Willie, and then Gavin, and Mayor, well, Mayor Breed served in other capacities with him, but all of those mayors appointed him to very specific positions so that when he came into the office of mayor, in quite a surprising way, he was ready. He was ready. What I loved about Ed was that he was surrounded by women. He loved Anita. He loved his family, Tanya, Brianna. The granddaughters now, Sabrina and Natasha. But his mother, Pansy. Do you understand, Pansy, for a moment, what an honor it is for us to be in the same room with you? To know... to know the role you played in making Ed who he is. Now, families in Seattle, some, but Ed's story is a story of a San Franciscan, raised in the projects, eventually would be going to San Francisco, University of California, San Francisco, was called something else then, as was that pedestal out there holding up somebody else then. What a thrill, what a thrill. Ed loved the city. He loved our country. He was so proud of his heritage and at the same time so patriotically American. And now that people will come to City Hall and see Ed Lee. And what they'll see is Ed Lee's smile. Did you ever see Ed Lee not smiling? Well, if you haven't, if you forget what it's like to see him there. But also go to Thrive City. Have you been to Thrive City to see Ed sitting there on the bench, sitting there on the bleachers? Of all the wonderful things that Ed did, bringing the Warriors back to San Francisco is something that he has been very acclaimed for. In closing, I just want to speak nationally for a moment in a couple different ways. You see his picture there with President Obama. President Obama, Ed's term in office as mayor almost was pretty much the same as the second term, and then a little further, of Barack Obama. And Barack Obama's chief of staff at the direction of the president, would come to San Francisco and work with Ed Lee on issues relating to homeless veterans. This was a very important priority for the president, and they recognized the effectiveness of Ed Lee in that regard. So we would hear raves about Ed Lee when Dennis McDonough would come back. He would later become the secretary of Veterans Affairs. So in any case, we were proud of him here, but he emoted to the rest of the country the pride he took here and the work that he did that was a model to the rest of the country. Now on the sports again in the White House, one time we're there when the Giants, later Warriors, but the Giants had won the World Series. And Christine was with the mayor, and she showed him her ring because she was on the Giants community committee, whatever, and she showed it to him, and he said, well, that's an interesting ring. How come it doesn't have any diamonds like mine? Because he was very proud of the sports teams of San Francisco. He was a super sportsman as well. But whether it was homelessness, housing, raising the minimum wage, job creation, whether it was what he did about making people feel very, very included in our city in every way. This was a very, very special person. I know mayors, I see mayors around the country, and everybody knew that we were very blessed to have this very distinguished mayor of San Francisco, who was of San Francisco. So as we see the smile on the bust all the way up, and we visit Drive City, let us all remember the joy he brought to us. And I truly believe that the joy he had sprang from his family, all those women, and that's why he was supporting. He was appointing so many women to office because he knew how important that was. Thank you again for sharing Ed Lee with us. Thank you for the privilege to say a few words to Anita, to Pansy, and to the family. And thank you all for being here. Thank you so much. And in the course of his work, and you all know it so well, as Willie said, you wouldn't be here if you didn't know it. It's no use our going into it in such detail. But I have now the honor of presenting someone who is iconic in San Francisco. Annie Chung, head of self-help for the elderly. Self-help for the elderly, that is she, you got it, she, has been working on helping people for decades. She started the War on Poverty in the 60s. Imagine that, when she was a girl. And she now is helping 40,000 people under the auspices of Self-Help for the Elderly now. Ed Lee knew the value of her work, and she just captured the essence of what San Francisco is and what it meant to have the first Chinese-American mayor of San Francisco. Please join in welcoming a remarkable, iconic figure in San Francisco, Annie Chung.
Thank you so much, Nancy. I have brought many family and friends to the Thrive City so that we could take pictures with Ed's statue there many times, Anita. And every time we pass by the Safeway, you know, I thought of Ed. Good evening, everyone. I've known Ed when he was an attorney with the Asian Law Caucus. Our community was relatively small then, and those of us that work in nonprofits formed ourselves into a pretty close-knit group. There were many issues that we were fighting for, just like Ed, for civil rights, for equity, for aging, for childcare, youth services. Big and small, the community will gather together and strategize how to win that battle from the public sectors. We will have a pre-meeting and then attend in unity to these public meetings, fighting for affordable housing, healthcare, transit, and even down to very small items like installing a clock at Portsmouth Square. We will be there. We from the community always feel that Ed's heart is always with us, really always. I couldn't believe that it's been 8 years that he's gone. But everywhere we turn, there will be reminders of our mayor and our friend. Ed truly was our most accomplished native son, and whenever he came to visit many of us in Chinatown, a simple walk will take an hour because everyone on the street, seniors, youth, tourists, merchants, will come out of their shops and restaurants to say hello to Ed, and then Ed will give them his magical smile and take pictures with every one of them. He is so beloved by our community. When I thought back to what Mayor Lee meant to us, here are a few areas that stood out for me. I think that when Ed became mayor, it was the start of the depression, and really times were tough for us. So all of the nonprofit sectors were reeling from major budget cuts, almost just like this year. And then Ed, as the mayor, listened to all of our concerns, sent Steve Kawa, his deputy, to meet with the API Council and its 50-plus CBO members to find out really what is needed in the community. And then Steve Kawa sent most of the department heads to visit Chinatown and our constituents, our elderly, the childcare agencies, the food programs, the housing programs, everything, and listened and brought resources really as a great relief to our community. We will never forget Ed's commitment and dedication to ensure no one is ever left behind. Ed really was also passionate and a champion for affordable housing. I think that his goal then was to build 30,000 new and rehab housing units in the city, and so far, probably over 20,000 units have already been completed. In Ed's honor, the 120 units of veterans housing developed by CCDC and Swords of Plowshares in the Mission Bay was named after Ed. Ed also promised to deliver us the Central Subway and the Trans Bay Transit Center to improve public transit for all San Franciscans, and he did. Ed, Mayor Brown, as your DPW director, Ed was also for Clean Streets. Many of us knew that Ed carried a shovel in his car trunk so that whenever he see heaps of trash gathering on the streets, he would stop his car, run down, and then get the trash out. He is that dedicated to all of us. He also collaborated, I remember, with the San Francisco Pretrial Diversion to recruit additional volunteers to clean streets on the weekends as part of their community services. He's always thinking of ways to help the city. In November 2019, the departure hall at SFO's International Terminal was renamed the Mayor Edwin M. Lee Departure Hall. And as mayor, Ed revitalized our economy, brought in 155-plus new companies to San Francisco, and created thousands of new jobs for us. Through Mayor Ed Lee's strong vision and hard work, the city became even stronger with some of the largest infrastructure investment and the rebuilding of San Francisco as a world-class city. Today, let's celebrate the life and all the accomplishments of Mayor Ed Lee and really thank him, thank Pansy, thank Anita, Tani and Brianna, and the Lee family for sharing Ed with us. Through rain or shine, through thick or thin, Ed's can-do spirit will always, always be our North Star. Thank you very much. Sorry. Now I'm to bring up Tania, who will give us some closing remarks. Tania Lee.
Hello, everyone. What a special moment it is to be together to celebrate and remember my dad with all of you. I am joined, of course, by my grandma Pansy, who turned 100 this year. Along with my mom, my sister, my uncles, and my aunties and cousins. We are also very honored and grateful to all of you who could show up today, friends and colleagues, all who have contributed to this moment. And along with the earlier acknowledgments, the family again would like to thank Mayor Lori and his whole team for their kindness and generosity to my family, Eric Tao, Dorka Keen, who tirelessly coordinated and navigated years of logistics to complete this bust, Mayor Breed, who was instrumental in the beginning of this process, and of course, the steadfast support over the years from Steve Kawa, Naomi Kelly, and Carmen Chu. Of course, to the incredible artists, Jonah Hedrickson, Deborah Samia, and Oleg Lobikin. Their beautiful work really honors his legacy and spirit. And thank you to PJ Johnston for his work to get us to this moment. And we all really need to acknowledge Selena Sun for her tireless coordination of this event today. Selena, you take such incredible care of our family, and we're so grateful for you. And of course, to all of you who pitched in and donated to the bust in this gathering, thank you from the bottom of our hearts for loving our dad as much as we love him. As mentioned, today is the 8-year anniversary of my dad's passing. And to this day, the shock of losing him is still something that we all carry. He was the person that I looked to for guidance, for that calm assurance that things would be okay, and for his belief that the work will make a difference. And for us and many of you, we are comforted to know that he left behind an incredible legacy of leadership, advocacy, inclusion, and care. Today, we get to honor not only his time as mayor, but also his lifetime commitment to community service, whether it was helping communities challenge racial discrimination, finding thriving pathways for newly arrived immigrants, pushing expansive housing initiatives he did not get to see the fruits of, or visioning now iconic places like the Chase Center he sadly did not get to see to reality. He showed up every day, often to work with many of you, to make this city a better place for everyone in it. His community was the city and the people that continue to show up to do the work he was so passionate about. We are grateful that his passion and work continue through two funds, the Edwin M. Lee Community Fund and at the San Francisco Foundation, and the Ed Lee Memorial Fund at the Seattle Foundation. Over $800,000 has been distributed to support housing initiatives, immigrant communities, climate justice, and racial equity. And he would be so pleased to hear we're able to provide scholarships year over year to students who attended his high school alma mater in Seattle. Seeing his bust in City Hall, in the city for which he dedicated his life and career, touches all in so many ways. As you will see below his bust, it says, "There is no limit to the success and potential of this extraordinary city if we keep the door of opportunity open to every San Franciscan." I love this quote from him because it truly represents his positive energy, endless optimism, his dedication to community, and of course, his welcoming presence. When Jonah and Deborah showed us photos of the early renderings of the bust, we knew his likeness would ultimately come down to his smile. His smile lit up a room, his laughter eased our tension, and his passion for community inspired us all. And now, as his smile greets everyone who enters City Hall, may it remind us that his work continues in each of us, in every act of care, every stand for justice, in every moment we choose to show up for our communities the way that he showed up for us. Thank you so much.